During this time of isolation, we have to ask the question, where is God in all this? Where's God in coronavirus? As a parent, I know that I want to keep my kids all protected from things. And so when we go into troubled times or places where we don't understand or confused about or unknown, we want to be the first ones to enter. It's like entering a dark house. Or going into rooms that haven't been opened in a while. Instead of letting them barge in, we might take the first step in. We go ahead of them. We look at the story of the Israelites. We find that Jesus followed the example of Moses in the modern day by going ahead of us and taking away the burden of sin. That's exactly what Moses did, but he wasn't very confident in doing it. So God went ahead of Moses. Let me read this chapter to you, or at least a couple of verses, and Exodus chapter 3, in fact, verses 16 and 17. Now go and call together all the elders of Israel and tell them, the Lord, the God of your ancestors, the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, has appeared to me. And he told me this, I have been watching closely and I see how the Egyptians are treating you. I have promised to rescue you from the oppression of Egypt. And I will lead you to a land flowing with milk and honey. The land where the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, the Jebusites all now live. That passage is just a two-verse passage, but I think it gives us some encouragement as we go through the time of isolation that we're all feeling. In order to see the truth in this, we need to understand that through the process of the Israelites moving from where they were into a place they did not know, and for over 400 years were pretty much wrapped into the culture of this foreign land in Egypt. So God was leading them, going ahead of them, to take them someplace that he had promised. But there are three things he says in this passage of scripture that should give us hope today. He didn't leave them without a sense of hope. He says, I have been watching closely. And that message of watching us and watching closely means that God has never taken his eye off of us. He says, I have promised to deliver you, to take you to a place. That promise is a promise of hope. There is a future. There's a place where God's taking us. So all the things we're experiencing and all the frustrations have more purpose than what we give credit for. So let me just interrupt myself here if I could. What is it that we feel like God has promised us? I mean, in the midst of this, in this day and age, you know, I brought up the whole idea of promising us that he was going to rescue us. So I think it's a good point here to stop and just ask the question, where do we see the promises of God being fulfilled? Well, his care, his nurture, his love, his support, his kindness. You can think of many other descriptive terms about God. You see that happening, I think. You see it happening around us. And we see it whenever there's any kind of issue going on. Any tragedy or world crisis, we see people coming together and things happening, and we see the best of people. And I think that best is the created image of God that's deeply embedded within us. So I just like for us to take a minute and think about the nurses, the doctors, all the home care people who have even sacrificed their own health to go in the midst of where people are living and helping them. I've got a daughter in Fort Wayne who is a nurse. I got another daughter who's working on being a nurse. And you know of people who have been serving in places where they're trying to care for people who potentially could be ill. And we don't know where the illness is. We don't know how it's going to end up in our home. Fortunately, our family so far has been pretty fortunate and blessed that we haven't had the illness. But in the event that we did, I know people would care for us, the people in our own home. Friends and family reach out. You've probably made a phone call to somebody that you haven't talked to in a while. You probably made contact somehow with people that's distant from you, that maybe through, if it wasn't for this situation we're in, we may not have done that. Maybe you said a prayer for somebody that needed your prayer now more than ever, maybe because of something bad. You know, we always hear that everything happens for a reason. I personally don't buy into that totally, but I do believe this, that everything that happens good is stimulated by the grace of God, whether it comes from something bad or it comes from something good. You know, God made this promise to others, to ourselves, and it works out even in us as we help one another, as we lean on each other, as we pray for each other, check in on each other. We're bringing hope. So God made a promise that he was going to lead them to a place that was their future. It was the place where they all had been wanting to go for, well, since Abraham. Well, God has promised not only Noah, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, but all through Scripture I found where God has also promised other prominent people, and those that weren't prominent until God made the promise, like Moses, Joshua, Gideon, Jeremiah, David, Ezekiel, and Daniel. We could go on to even Jesus. He says, I have promised to take you there. But he wasn't just going to take them there. He said, I will lead you. I will go ahead of you. I'm going to lead you into that place. Just like a parent would go in ahead of the unknown for a child or people that you love. So Jesus made the same promises. Jesus fulfilled those promises of God. He told the disciples, I will be with you to the end of the ages. In fact, it wasn't just, I will be with you. He said, I am with you to the end of the age. There was no space, no time in which Jesus hadn't been with the disciples. Even though physically he wasn't there, he had made a promise that he was going to give them his very spirit. And that's what he's done for all who believe and trust. If you haven't made a profession of faith and invited Christ into your life, that's the kind of promise that God has given us. That no matter what difficult time, no matter what isolation, no matter where we find ourselves confined in, God is going to take us to a place where there's prosperity. He can even use the wilderness. He can use the difficult times in our life. You see that benefit in Christ. Then you identify it with God. He loves you, and he's going to get you through these times. This is just temporary, because there's a better place. Let me pray with you. Lord, we thank you for the promise of hope, of your guidance, of your leadership, of your love. We pray that you would move us through this time with a defined sense of purpose. Ignite in us a heart of endurance and patience. And give us, God, the spirit to know that you have conquered the difficult things. We ask this in your precious name. Amen.
Thanks again for joining us online today. You know what? Don't rush off. Take some time. Talk over the sermon with your family and your spouse. And let's really let this word get into our hearts and into our souls before we move on with the rest of our day. I want to remind you that our giving links and the links to check out our social media accounts and our website are all located in the description box below.
And don't forget to hit that subscribe button. It's the best way that you can be kept up to date on what's going on here at Mount Pleasant.
Have a great week.